Hello.
Hello, is Christy Faith here?
She.
Hi, well, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. Just know your name was chosen at random, and your answers are confidential. So let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you 21 or all older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, would you definitely not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay, thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is your race?
Black.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And may I also know your age?
50.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president on Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important this issue is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's more important for you, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So, the first issue is protecting abortion and reproductive rights. How would you rate that one? Okay, thank you. And what about protecting Social Security and Medicare? Thank you. What about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
More like a 6.
Okay, thank you for your answer. And last but not least, eliminating food deserts in our communities.
10.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Okay, repeat the question one more time. I'm sorry.
Of course, no worries. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse.
Okay, thank you for your answer. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Worse.
Okay, thank you for your answer. And now, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact of the African American community? You can select up to 2. The options are vaping, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, alcohol, opiates and fentanyl, cigarettes, marijuana, and other cannabis products.
What was the last thing you said?
Sure. The last one is marijuana and other cannabis products.
I would say none of those are the issues.
Okay. No worries. Thank you so much for your answer. And next one. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African American community?
I heard what you were saying. I didn't really understand it, but I believe tobacco, reducing whatever that's harmful in tobacco will help the community. I do believe that.
Okay. But in this case, do you agree or disagree that this advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve the health outcomes in the African American community?
It probably plays a role, but it's not one of the greater issues in the community, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but if you have to say, let's say, strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, which one?
I would say somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. Now, I would like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, you can tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all. The first product is e-cigarettes or vapes.
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. What about oral nicotine powder? Oral nicotine pouches.
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. And what about heat, not burn, tobacco products?
Not familiar.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I would like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades. About 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke, and only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? I will read the options for you. Cost of smoking has gone up. Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market. More government restrictions and bans. Or more education and anti-tobacco advertising.
I think more education about the harmful effects of it.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. And now, I will read 2 statements about cigarette smoking, and please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. So the first one is, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessations like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce the long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. Now, the second statement is, while it might be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. Which one?
Mm-hmm. Number one.
Okay. Thank you so much. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I truly don't know.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking than the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each statement using a scale from 0 to 10, when 10 means you strongly agree, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. And remember, you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, when someone is overdosing on opiates, their lives might be saved by using another drug like Naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opioid death every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opiates. And the FDA is choosing to ignore this science that shows there are less harmful alternatives to adults who smoke to could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take to other drugs to get a lot more media coverage. So from 0 to 10, how would you rate that one?
I would say 7.
Okay, thank you. The next statement is, medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. How would you rate that one?
Seven again.
Okay, thank you so much. And now the last statement. Let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we shall continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people must just choose not to. That doesn't mean that we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. From 0 to 10?
I would say 7 again.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. But if it's okay if you did not, but I would like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes, through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
Yes.
Okay, would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? You can say only yes or no. Smoke less tobacco such as deep or chew?
No.
Thank you. What about cigarettes?
No.
Thank you. What about the heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Thank you. Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Thank you. What about cigars?
No.
Thank you so much. What about e-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Thank you. And the last product, pipe tobacco?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are only for statistical purposes. So what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Last year, I have my master's degree.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, 2 kids, 18 and under.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Upper middle.
Thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
It's okay.
Sorry?
I'm sorry. My phone switched over. The answer is no.
Okay. Thank you so much. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a strong Democrat, not strong Democrat, strong Republican, not strong Republican, or independent?
Not strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican, Donald Trump, and Democrat, Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. That concludes our survey. I really thank you so much for your help, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Take care.
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.